It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Money Talk. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about budget busters, especially what some of them are, how they impact you, and a few scenarios in regards to budget busters. Then I will answer some listener-submitted questions about budget busters. Then we'll wrap up with some steps to avoid blowing up your budget, as well as my thoughts about them. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and let's get right into it.
You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking.
So first, let's identify what some budget busters are. Let me go through the list really quick, and then I'll talk about how they can impact your budget and how they can blow up your budget. Just a couple are fast food, dining out, on eating out, ordering, takeout, all those sorts of things, bank fees, holidays or huge gifts, emergencies, regular drinks with your friends, vehicles, spontaneity, being adventurous and exciting, and gym memberships. These can all impact your budget in different ways, but they all have the potential to really blow up your budget. Let's talk about fast food first. One, it can impact your budget because fast food is expensive. Very, very expensive. It always kind of shocks me because me and my wife don't eat out a lot, but when we do, I'm always surprised by how much it actually costs. So fast food can blow up your budget very quickly. And let's not even get started about getting takeout or going to a nicer restaurant. That is so expensive, and if you're doing it regularly, your budget is just obliterated. It has no hope, honestly, if you're eating out all the time. So that's one thing you need to look at first. Bank fees are such a simple thing that can easily be avoided. There's no need to pay a fee in whatever you do, whether it's investing, your simple checking account, your savings account, your credit cards, unless there's certain credit cards that you use that work well for you. Those are something that's a little bit different. But pay attention to bank fees when you can be keeping your money for free somewhere else, or if there's simple steps you need to take to get rid of those bank fees, do it. Bank fees can destroy your budget pretty quickly, and they're so easy to avoid. The holidays are coming up, and huge gifts are something that will just annihilate your budget. If you're not planning on getting a huge gift throughout the year, buying your wife something nice or your kids a nice big present or going on a big trip as a present, those sort of things can really derail your financial situation. So be mindful of big gifts and plan for them ahead of time. The holidays happen the same time every year. And emergencies are kind of an obvious one. This one isn't necessarily avoidable. You can't just, I wish I could say no more emergencies. That would be awesome, but you can prepare for them by having an emergency fund. I've talked about emergency funds before, so go back a few episodes and listen to that one so you can avoid that budget buster. Regular drinks falls into the same category as fast food, whether it's a bar, getting soda with friends, or buying nicer waters or Powerades and things all the time and drinking them like it's regular water can derail your budget because it adds up quickly. A few small expenses add up very quickly. Vehicles can wreck your budget with things like maintenance costs that can be easily avoided just by keeping an eye on your vehicle, finding someone you know who could maybe help you with maintaining it if you don't know a whole lot about doing that. Spontaneity or being adventurous is something that can wreck your budget because if you want to go out and have a fun time, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're doing it in a way that you have to spend a ton of money every time you want to go out and have fun, that can quickly just get rid of all the money you have and make you be living paycheck to paycheck or even carrying credit card debt just for your spontaneity and adventurous times. Gym memberships. If you're not careful, gym memberships can have big fees, and those can easily wreck your budget when you're trying to get healthy, and then all of a sudden your financial life is in turmoil. So be careful for fees, especially whether it's bank or gym membership or other subscriptions. Be careful of those. Next, let's talk about how budget busters impact you. Budget busters can impact you in a multitude of ways. The first and big one that I want to talk about is stress. When you're constantly having to worry about your budget or whether you don't budget, like, that can cause a lot of stress in your life. And especially if you are trying really hard to budget and these budget busters are sneaking up on you, that can cause a lot of turmoil and stress in marriages, relationships, just in your own personal financial life. And debt is something that can come around big time when it comes to not paying attention to your budget and letting these budget busters sneak their way in there. Suddenly, your gym membership has a $40 fee that comes around. Now you put that on a credit card. Then you forget to pay it off, and so you have to make the minimum payment. Now this budget buster is impacting more than just your single month's budget. And then an emergency comes up, and you're putting that on a credit card, and you're only making minimum payments. And these things that are possible to budget for or save for with an emergency fund and could be easily avoided are causing you to rack up tons and tons of credit card interest. And then you're never able to get ahead in your financial life. And I know it seems a little scary, but these are things that you need to pay attention to. And budget busters can impact you in sort of a prestige or appearance way. Like, why are you purchasing something? Why are you going out on the nice dinner? Is it just because you want your friends to think you're rich? Something just to consider there. You can form bad habits when it comes to budget busters, especially with eating out or going out for regular drinks. These are things that can impact you more than just financially. So budget busters and not paying attention to the little things you're spending your money on can have an impact across many areas of your life, whether it's stress, debt, your appearance, your bad habits. So just be mindful of those things that sneak their way into the budget. Make sure you're reviewing your budget every single month. Let's talk about some scenarios and examples of budget busters next. All right, let's go through some scenarios and talk about budget busters a little bit more and how they can impact your specific situation. So I found this scenario at practicalmoneyskills.com, so I want to make sure to reference them, but let me just read this scenario real quick, and then we'll walk through an example of how little things can sneak into your budget. So the scenario is Maria just graduated from college and accepted her first job as a social media manager for a real estate company. She can't believe that her monthly net income will be $3,000. She just moved into a one-bedroom apartment, so she is responsible for rent, utilities, food, and other household expenses. She is paying off a student loan, and she wants to save as much money as she can to buy a house someday. She owns her car and enjoys going out with friends on the weekend. Below is her estimated budget and what she actually spends in 1 month time. So let me go through all these numbers. So her budget comes out to $2,910, and her actual expenses comes out to $3,315. There's a big difference there. There's $300 plus $400 about in that range that she is spending that she doesn't actually have. And the bigger issue is that she has a saving for house line item in her budget that she wants to put $450 towards, but she's actually only putting $150 towards. So right there's a $300 gap towards one of her future goals that she may never be able to meet because she's not being consistent with her budget. Everything else comes out to be pretty equal for the fixed expenses. Rent is $600. She actually spent that. Car insurance was $150. Actually spent $150. Car payment was $350. Actually spent $350, and so on with the fixed expenses. Those are the things that you can plan for. Her cell phone bill, however, was $105 instead of $75. So there's $30 that's suddenly eaten up because she wasn't paying attention to her cell phone bill on accident. Now, the variable expenses is where you'll most likely get caught with budget busters. Maria's gas was budgeted for $100, but she actually spent $175. Now, this isn't a huge issue. You just need to make sure to pay attention to that the next month and be mindful of how much money you're actually going to spend on gas. Food, the difference was budgeted $250 to actual $300. Entertainment was $100 budgeted and $250 actually spent. That is a large difference, and that can really derail your financial situation and make it so you're not achieving your financial goals. Like Maria, her goal here is to buy a house someday, but she's not actually saving as much money as she wants to be or is trying to plan to be because she's spending way over in things like food, entertainment, and then personal shopping. She budgeted $75 and actually spent $300. Now, there's nothing wrong with spending money. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go out and have a good time with your friends or your family. But the thing is you need to be paying attention to your budget and make sure you're keeping in the boundaries that you've set for yourself and be willing to draw a hard line when you get close to that number. Or if you are going to give yourself a little leeway, write it down and stick to it. So Maria may never actually end up buying her home and may always be in debt and renting because she's spending so much money on personal shopping. Now, luckily for Maria, she is going to be able to sit down and budget and recognize she's spending way too much money in this area because she's tracking her expenses. Tracking your expenses is essential to getting started on turning your financial situation around. Let's go through one more scenario here real quick. And it says, Jamal is a senior in high school and works 30 hours per week at the neighborhood coffee shop. His net income after taxes is $1,500, and he is saving up for college. He owns a car and makes payments towards it each month, but he lives with his parents, so he saves on rent, utilities, and food costs. Occasionally, he'll go out with friends or buy things for himself, but he tries to hold back on these things so he can save for college. So he's budgeting $1,475 and actually spending $1,500, which isn't a huge deal because that's how much money he brings in. You may not want to be right on that line unless you're budgeting to save for certain expenses. But he wants to save $870 budgeted towards college savings, and he's actually putting $820 away. So he's really close, so he should be proud of himself if this is his first budget and he's getting that close to his actual number. But the thing he needs to watch out for is entertainment and personal shopping and gas. Gas was $5 over, entertainment was $25 over, and personal shopping was $45 over. Those same categories that Maria was just struggling with. I think a great place for you to start if you're wanting to look at what is busting your budget up and blowing it up is those variable expenses: gas, entertainment, personal shopping, gifts, those occasional things that you buy once a month, once every few months. Go take a look at those expenses. Those are also the easiest places to cut down. You may not be able to cut down your cell phone plan right now. You might actually need what you have, and that's okay. But go look at those variable expenses because the odds are pretty high that you're going to be able to save money in those areas. Like fast food, stop eating out, meal plan. There's a lot of little steps you can take that can save you a lot of money when it comes to variable expenses. So next, we're going to go through some listener questions, and I love answering these questions, so make sure you keep submitting them. Check us out on social media, or you can email your questions to me at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. So let's get into the listener questions. So I got a couple questions from Instagram, so thank you to those of you who made sure to submit your questions and replied to my story on Instagram. The first question is, what is the easiest way to break habits of spending on daily and convenient things? I think the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that you're doing it. You have to tell somebody. You have to tell somebody that you want to break that habit. And then there's a couple of ideas that I have about how to break your habit of spending daily on convenient things and those daily things like soda or drinks that you need to buy. One thing you can do is instead of spending that money, when you go to spend the money, transfer the money to a savings account and then leave. That way you're still going there. You don't have to break the habit immediately of completely rewiring your day. But instead of walking up to the cash register and buying something, transfer the money to a savings account. That might be a way to help you see how much money you're actually spending on these things daily. Another question about, or more of a statement about what can tend to break our budget is things like rent, insurance, tuition, and quote, haha, anything that is way too much money. So, some comments and thoughts that I had about that with rent, insurance, and tuition is sinking funds. They're a great way to address those things that can seem to be way too much money. Me and my wife use them a lot, as I've mentioned, and they're coming in real handy right now with Christmas coming up. We're able to spend hundreds of dollars on Christmas for our family and friends' gifts, but we don't have to worry about it at all. We don't have to try to budget $400 out of last month's income just for right now, when we've been budgeting $50 a month or so. And we're able to easily cover Christmas now that it's come up. So my comment towards anything that is way too much money is to use sinking funds and figure out how much you need to be saving for them regularly. Because not only do me and my wife have Christmas coming up right now, we just paid a year's worth of rental insurance and we just paid 6 months worth of car insurance, both in December and November, right when it's getting really expensive to live, just because you have to buy so many gifts. Gas seems to be going crazy expensive. Everybody's driving. You're spending so much time in traffic because it's super busy. And being able to easily cover those expenses because of sinking funds saves a lot of stress. So thank you to all of those of you who submitted questions through Instagram by replying to my story. And you can find us on Instagram by searching Fleming Financial Coach. And there's where I post questions and give a little bit more information and some more content around this podcast. So make sure to check me out on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show. So So now let's get into the good news and talk about how you can actually avoid these budget busters. Well, the first thing is that you need a plan. You need a plan of how you're going to budget every single month. Are you going to budget on last month's income, this month's income? What are your numbers you're going to use? How are you going to actually do that? Write down your plan, and it'll make it a lot easier down the road when you have to come back around to budgeting every single month. And you need an actual budget. Be realistic with yourself. You're probably going to spend quite a bit of money, and you don't really want to spend that much money, and you want to save a lot more. But be realistic with your budget, and be willing to acknowledge that you're going to have to spend money. And also know how much flexibility having a savings account affords you. If you're making sure to put away money that you're not actually spending each month, so say you budget for car repair and you don't actually spend it, that's great news. Set the money aside. That creates sinking funds. And that gives you so much flexibility when it comes around to having to pay a little bit more for a larger expense in that category. And then those things don't blow up your budget. That's part of that plan that you're creating. Emergency funds are also key. You can easily consider 4 new tires in emergency because you kind of need transportation. I understand that. So have an emergency fund there. Whether you only have a few thousand dollars or whether you have a lot of money that you can set aside for a full 6 months of your expenses, make sure it's set aside somewhere where you won't touch it. Don't even consider using it for normal day-to-day expenses. And like I mentioned, sinking funds are great for giving you flexibility when it comes to budget busters, especially around those variable expenses like entertainment or gifts. You can save money throughout the year as you budget. Instead of having to budget $400 in the month of December towards gifts, you can budget $20 every single month. And then when Christmas rolls around, you have all this money saved up through budgeting. Listen a few episodes back for my episode about sinking funds. I really love sinking funds, and me and my wife use them a lot. And avoid living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this sounds easy, and I understand it can be really hard when you aren't making as much as you think you should, and there's a lot of factors that go into this, and I don't really have the time to go over everything. I try to keep this podcast a baseline, but you should avoid living paycheck to paycheck. And that means being really hard on yourself when it comes to restricting your spending. And you probably don't need to go out to eat at all if you're living paycheck to paycheck. And I know that sounds a little harsh and maybe a little bit more Dave Ramsey-ish, but Dave Ramsey's great at getting people out of that paycheck to paycheck life and out of debt. And then you can start to look at other avenues towards growing your net worth and growing your wealth. But you need to do whatever you can to avoid living paycheck to paycheck. That'll help you a lot with avoiding budget busters. So let's wrap up today's episode. Let me give you my thoughts and a quick conclusion about budget busters. So my thoughts about budget busters, they are absolutely crucial to avoid. I know I swear I end every podcast talking about how whatever I'm talking about is essential to your personal finance, but budget busters can really derail your financial situation, and they can have a long-lasting impact, especially on bad habits like eating out all the time. That can impact your physical health and things like that. So if you're avoiding these budget busters, you can probably and almost expect to see benefits in other areas of your life, whether it's being healthier, getting out more, drinking more water instead of soda, just avoiding those things that creep into your budget can help you in more ways than just financially. And understanding their impact will help you mitigate their impact through planning. If you don't consider budget busters, then they're no worry to you. But if you at least consider them and acknowledge that they can have a large impact in your financial situation and in the rest of your life, it'll make it a lot easier to develop a plan around not going out to eat. It'll make meal planning a lot easier when you realize you're going to be saving $200 a month because you're trying to feed a family of four on fast food every single night. That's a lot. But you need to just begin to think about their impact and have a conversation. Just like this podcast is called Money Talk, that's the whole point, is bringing these conversation points around different personal finance topics. So just begin to think about how the budget busters we talked about today, and I'm sure there's more that might be in your specific budget, but think about how they actually impact you. It doesn't take long. Just write them down and sit down for maybe 15, 20 minutes and just think about the impact they have. And I promise that'll have a bigger impact on more than just your personal finances if you figure out how to remedy those budget busters. So let's wrap up today's episode. We all agree budget busters are the worst. We all hate those random things that sneak into our expenses by the end of the month. But we have to plan at least a little bit for them. And I hope you learned some information today and how to put in a contingency plan, and that you're a little bit more aware of things that can sneak into your budget and blow it up. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Money Talk. As always, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share with any of your friends who would benefit from a money conversation. This week's financial win of the week is long-term planning. Me and my wife are really starting to consider planning for her to go to PA school, which is physician assistants, and it costs quite a bit for tuition. And I guess it's not really long-term planning as much as it is short-term planning, but it has a long-term lasting effect. Whether we're going to start saving aggressively in a regular savings account, a 529, or some form of an investment account for her PA school tuition. And that's really allowed us to identify some longer term goals that we have and things that we want to make sure we're aware of. So not only planning for the short term and where we're going to be saving the money, that's incredibly important, but it allows us to have a longer term conversation. So just think about those things that are coming up and how you're going to actually plan for them. And I bet that there's going to be some longer term and some bigger goals that open up as you start discussing the things that are coming up soon. So that's my financial win of the week. Thank you so much for tuning into Money Talk today. I'm your host, Skyler Fleming, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.